Blake, it figures Harry books you for the show and then decides to go to Orlando.
That's how he works, isn't it?
Yep. He does. He does send his regards. And, you know, he does deserve a little family time. So, you know, we let him take a week off. But we appreciate you coming on. We appreciate you taking the time. And how are the preparations for the trip to New York and the bowl game?
Well, the preparations are coming along real well. Actually, our group is up in New York yesterday and today. And they'll go visit, I know, Columbia tomorrow, which is going to be our practice site. I was in New York earlier in the week and still got to go. And Mark and I did the press conference, and I got to see everything. So we're learning a lot, and you know what we're seeing is what I anticipated. Is it's just going to be a great experience, and again, it's no surprise the New York Yankees do nothing but at the highest level, and that's the experience our students and our fans are going to have at that game.
Blake, you know, just take us through the bowl decision process that went on, that maybe went on behind the scenes and what you were privy to, because there were a lot of us that really thought, okay, it's going to be Jacksonville, and that's fine, that's cool. And then it seemed like there was a right turn somewhere, and it went to New York, and I know you guys are happy. I mean, if I lived back home in Boston, yeah, I'd drive the 4 hours. I'd get to the bowl game. There's no doubt about it. There's a ton of alums up there in the Northeast from the University of Miami. But what happened behind the scenes? How did Miami end up in the Pinstripe Bowl?
Well, the thing I would say, Beast, is it was a real fight for us. The way, just so everyone knows, the way it works is, you know, obviously the Orange Bowl isn't part of the process this year. It's their semifinal, and so they don't have a selection. And so right away it went to Orlando, and Camping World selected Syracuse. And then after the Camping World selects, the next four bowls come together, and that's Jacksonville, Charlotte, New York, and El Paso. And so all four of those get together, and what they do is they write who their number one team is, number two, number three, and then they just kind of negotiate amongst themselves as to which school they're going to end up with. And I know New York, the Yankees, were working us hard that they wanted us all week. And so while I knew Jacksonville was also interested in us, and in all honesty, I knew El Paso was very interested in us. It's one of those backroom conversations that I'm not sure how it all plays out, but I do know one thing: the Yankees know what they want and usually go after whatever they're going to want to get. And they wanted the University of Miami here, and we're thrilled to have the opportunity to be in New York. And again, as you touched on, there's just so many alumni. I mean, take away the state of Florida, that Northeast corridor, we just have a ton of alumni there, and have the opportunity to be up there with them. I think, again, will be a great experience. And for our guys and our staff to be in the city over the holidays will be just something special. And again, they just do so many different things that are just first class, from the visiting the 9/11 Memorial to going to Radio City, Christmas Spectacular, to, you know, just different events they do to get the guys involved in the community. It's just going to be a great experience. And again, it's just how the Yankees operate. They wanted the University of Miami there, and again, we're thrilled to be there.
Within a four-hour radius of New York City, you get Boston, you get Philadelphia, you got Washington, D.C., and you have Canes fans and alums all over that area. So it works out good for them, and I'm glad that a lot of my brethren that are up there in the Northeast get to see the Canes play live. But, Blake, was there any talk about playing Wisconsin again? It's the third time in the last few years that Miami has faced off against the Badgers.
You know, again, I think in the perfect world, Beast, I would say, yeah, it wouldn't be a repeat matchup of the previous year. I think you had a situation with the Pinstripe Bowl and the Yankees where they looked at two marquee programs, two marquee brands that in a lot of years aren't going to fall into that selection. And to be able to bring them both together, even though they recognize we played each other last year, for them, it was just too much of a win to pass up getting Wisconsin or getting Miami. And with that said, our guys, I know, will be ready to go. And it's not like we're not familiar with them. And obviously, we have a little payback from last year.
Yeah, no doubt. It is a revenge game. Platon?
Blake, you were in New York for the bowl game, but you also got to enjoy some festivities for Ed Reed's induction into the Hall of Fame. I guess Tell us how that went. You know, I saw on social media a few photos with you, Coach Rick, and Ed Reed. How much does that mean, not just to Ed, obviously, but also to the program?
Well, again, you know, first thing, you know, go to Ed. I mean, just a great, great, great person who's one of the greatest football players of all time, and obviously to have that recognition by the National Football Foundation and be selected into the College Football Hall of Fame was special. I know it meant a lot to him, and you know, we had a great time there. The ACC recognized the ACC representatives on Monday night. It was ironically Mack Brown, who's once again the coach of North Carolina, Frank Beamer, and then Calvin Johnson from Georgia Tech and Ed. And so it was a nice night on Monday night. And then on Tuesday night, the dinner with the Football Foundation was special. And Ed was the, I would say, the highlight of the night with his hat and his personality. He gathered a lot of the attention. And again, just a credit to the person that he is, and obviously a celebration of the player.
Blake James, the director of athletics at the University of Miami, joining us here on All Canes Radio on AM 790 FM 104.3 HD2 The Ticket. Blake, obviously the football season is not done yet. There's still a bowl game to be played. I know there's a lot of people out there that are, you know, maybe a little bit depressed by the final record of the regular season. How do you handle discussions with Mark about how to improve and how to get this team going in the right direction, and what changes might need to be made?
Well, the thing I would say, Beast, is 7-5 isn't what anyone wanted. I would say everyone disappointed, and that starts with me. It starts with, you know, with Mark, with the guys on our team, and obviously that carries over to our fans. I think everyone recognizes that, and everyone recognizes that there has to be changes made, and some of those changes are going to be very obvious, and some probably won't be as obvious. But the bottom line is, we can't continue to operate the way we do, or the way we need to operate, you know, going 7-5. And so I know Mark is going to be focused on doing whatever we need to do to have us achieving at a higher level. And again, what those changes are going to be, again, I think they could be very visible and or public. They could be things that, you know, maybe no one recognizes, but also next year the record's different, or some things we're doing are different. And those are all part of the conversation. You know, right now the guys are focused on you know, recruiting and doing everything we can to make sure we're getting the right group for the University of Miami to be enrolling here, whether it's in January, next June or July, whenever it is that they come in to build a better foundation for who we want to be as a program.
Blake, I know this to be so, but just maybe you could expand on it for the audience. The support that all of the coaches get and all of the programs get, I think, not only from the athletic department, but from the university, from a funding standpoint and all of the resources standpoint, I feel like is at an all-time high. I'm just wondering if you could just talk about that a little bit, about just the amount of support and, you know, whether it's financial and otherwise, that are behind these programs and you know, that you try to make at a championship level.
Yeah, no, and you're right on BC. You know, it's something where we have significantly increased the amount of resources we're putting into all of our programs, and football is the leader there. I don't think it's going to be a surprise to anyone for me to say that probably 80-90% of the revenue that we bring in to the program can be directly credited back to football. And well, obviously we don't put 80-90% of the revenue that we bring in into football. We have made significant commitments to football and have us on par with many of the top programs in the country. And so, you know, I would say from, you know, from the salaries that we're paying to how we operate, you know, behind the scenes, you know, whether that's, you know, with nutrition, you know, and the food that we provide, to strength and conditioning and what we provide there, to, you know, really any of the areas that touch our students. Over the last few years, you know, through the great support of President Frank and previously President Shalala, and obviously our Board of Trustees, you know, I feel I've really been able to position us well competitively. Again, you look at facilities, A few years ago, we didn't have we didn't have an indoor facility. We didn't have a training table. We didn't have the academic center we do now. We didn't have a great training room, to rehab the guys. We didn't have a world-class hospital right across from our practice field, which, makes things easier. So, a lot of the things that maybe weren't there in the past, and so when young men or young women came on recruiting visits, that wasn't a box they can check. Those are all boxes they can check right now. And again, it doesn't mean we stop. We got to continue to do more, and that's why I'm very grateful for so many out there that continue to step up and help us financially, because the reality is once you're done and you feel you've done what you needed to do, people are just passing you by. And so we're going to continue to push, invest, and we're going to continue to do everything we can to have the best results possible on game day.
Blake, college football is now a year-round deal. Coaches, when they're not coaching, they're recruiting like they are now. When do you get that chance to sit down with Coach Richt and evaluate this year, evaluate the program, and not necessarily tell him, because you've said in the past that you're not the person to tell him what to do, but maybe listen to him tell you what he plans to do or what changes he plans to make that you mentioned before?
It'll start to really happen over the next week and a half. We're going to, I believe it's a dead period after Sunday, December 16th, and so the coaches are around more. So once he gets back in the office and we can sit and talk, that's what we'll do. And again, what that means, I don't know, but I do know that Mark is competitive. Mark's not okay with being 7-5, and he's going to make the changes that are needed for us to operate on the highest level possible.
Blake, basketball real quick. I think, the storyline is we're all waiting for Duan to be cleared. Do we have any news on that?
No, other than it's an ongoing process. And obviously I recognize the frustration, because I'll say it's frustration for me. So I'm sure if there's basketball fans out there, it's frustrating not to have him, out on the court. But it's a process we have to go through, and one where we just have to get all the pieces of the puzzle put together. And hopefully we can do that, and hopefully it results in Duan being able to be back out on the court with the team. But it's unfortunately too early for me to tell you if that will or won't happen, and when it won't happen.
Blake James, the Director of Athletics at the University of Miami, taking some time out. We appreciate it to spend some time with us here on The Ticket on All Canes Radio. Blake, one of the big things that's happening for the ACC is the ACC Network coming up very shortly, that people will be able to watch a ton of athletic competitions on. Just what is this going to do for the conference as you guys battle the rest of the conferences that have their own networks and all of these other things going on?
Well, again, I think the biggest thing, Beast, is it really will assist us in from a financial perspective. Again, I was talking earlier about, you have to keep doing all you can to improve your facilities, improve how you operate, and those are things that require resources. And you can only sell so many tickets, you can only sell so many T-shirts. Obviously, I guess donations are never ending, but realistically, you're only going to bring in so much, and to remain competitive. We need something that those other conferences have been realizing significant dollars on over the last few years, and it'd just be a huge win for us as a conference. Given our footprint, I think we'll have a great opportunity to see some revenue growth, and with that revenue growth, we're going to have reinvestment in the program and hopefully have us achieving at the highest level possible.
For the first time in quite a while, Blake, we've got a new coach at the helm for the baseball team. What have you seen from then? They had a few fall practices. We're gearing up for the season starting in February. Also, what are we doing maybe as far as their facilities are concerned? I heard certain things about possibly new batting cages.
Yeah, no, again, I would say Gino's got a ton of energy. He's very driven. He is a competitor. And I think the fans will see that in the team that he has out on the field. And so I'm excited to see them get going. I know he's been working hard on his recruiting front and the recruiting class that he's going to have coming in and beyond. And On the facilities front, again, we have to be putting our programs in the best position to succeed. And as we discussed with the football facility, we have lightning issues. And as you can imagine, we get lightning in the spring when baseball is going as well. And so we are in the process of working with the architects to finalize an indoor hitting facility that we'll have for baseball. Fortunately, we've had some real generous individuals that have stepped up and got us, I'll say, to probably 80 to 90% of what we're going to need from a revenue perspective. But there's always room for more. So encourage anyone out there that wants to help put that over the top to give us a call and be happy to give them a naming opportunity on something and help us push that one over the top. But again, always working on our facilities, and that's one that's needed for baseball as soon as possible.
Blake, for a second, I thought there was going to be a big announcement that you were putting a roof on the baseball stadium.
Beast and I looked at each other like,
whoa, where's he going with this?
No. You know, here's the thing I will say, though, is, yeah, again, we're working with some architects on kind of a long-term plan. And the way I view, you know, Alex Rodriguez Park and Marklight Stadium is that's kind of our Fenway. And for anyone who's been in Boston, over the last few years, the Red Sox have significantly improved a very old stadium. And, you know, I think that's what we have to constantly look to do is we're not going to tear down and build a new stadium there. What we need to do is continue to enhance the fan experience and continue to enhance the student experience. And those are things that we're working on, you know, really from not only a 3 to 5 year, but a 10, 20 year type plan that'll, you know, put our baseball program in the best position to be successful and be a team that is going to Omaha.
Blake, before we let you go, you know, Harry and everybody at All Canes does the shopping spree every year, and you and your wife, Kelly, have always been a part of it and always are there to give back to the community, and I know you guys are doing it again.
Yeah, it's next Thursday, December 13th, and it's a special day. And again, credit to Harry and everyone at All Canes. We've had the opportunity to touch so many young lives in the community at a time that, I guess, at a time you think about doing it. I obviously recognize there's need year-round, and probably Kelly and I need to do more things on a more regular basis. But in all seriousness, it's a special night that, you know, we feel good about being a part of and being able to go out and impact the lives of some young people that maybe wouldn't have as bright of a holiday season if it wasn't for All Canes and people like Harry putting these types of events together, and we're just happy to do our little part to help out and bring some smiles to some faces over the holiday season.
Yeah, and I can also only imagine because I've never seen there's been such an uptick over the last few years of student athletes from the University of Miami doing community things, you know, all over the place in South Florida. I can only imagine it's only going to continue through this holiday season. I really haven't seen a program around the country where the student athletes have spent as much time in the community as you guys do.
Well, again, so only because you bring it up, I'll say it. You know, we finished number one in the country last year, as recognized by the NCAA for community service. And again, you know, credit in part goes to Sherrill Jackson, who I have overseeing that area. But just we have great young people that represent the U, not only in competition, but in life when they go out in the community. Again, there probably isn't a better one than Demetrius Jackson. I was with Demetrius, we'll say it was the Monday or Tuesday before Monday before Thanksgiving. And they were giving out Thanksgiving meals there in Overtown. And that's just an example of, you know, what so many of our kids do. And, you know, as you said, I'm sure we'll have some at All Canes, but we have them out in the community on a regular basis. And it's just the quality of the person that we have at the University of Miami as student athletes that, you know, really shines through. And obviously proud to be able to lead and run that program, knowing all the great things that we have going on.
Well, Blake, hopefully I'll see you down at All Canes next Thursday. But if I don't, have a very happy holidays, and we'll wish everyone luck in the Pinstripe Bowl.
Well, I appreciate it. Happy holidays to you guys, and definitely you'll see you there next Thursday.